Hey y'all, it's Teroy, man. So this episode is an older episode I did with Socially Thoughtful. It was on actually their podcast a while ago, but I felt it would be good to bring it on mine. Kind of hold us over till we get to the new season. It's coming out in July, so I'll still be coming out with some more episodes, either end of June, early July, June or July. But I did this episode with Socially Thoughtful for their podcast, but it was censored TV and talks about like what kids that can't watch and what's acceptable. So be on the lookout for that, man. I'll probably drop another episode next week or the week after. So we can kind of get hold y'all over so I don't lose the fan base. But season 3 is definitely gonna be dope. Got some things planned. Video, of course, man. I love y'all, appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for supporting with me, rocking with me. If you haven't subscribed already, subscribe to the pod on Good Pods, Apple Podcasts, but definitely Good Pods. Keep me ranked, man. And let's get into the episode.
You are now listening to an Average Joe Media production.
Well, that ain't no bad. That's just my baby.
Baby daddy crying.
To nobody, as a father, yes, I feel like I'm somebody. My life is my kid, so I tell about it, and I swear it's all about that. Baby daddy, I ain't a baby daddy. I ain't a baby daddy. Baby daddy, baby daddy, I ain't a baby daddy. I ain't a baby daddy. Baby daddy.
We're going to get to a topic. Warren brought it up in our group chat.
I thought we was going to get to the bullshit.
We get to the bullshit at the end. We get to the topic.
I don't like that.
We'll get to the topic. I know you don't like it.
That shit dry. Go ahead.
So we're going to get to the topic. So Warren posted in our group chat or through Instagram or whatever it was about, what was it, like programming, children's programming?
Yes, kids programming, and because we got kids, you know.
Okay. Kids programming, how it's somewhat of a, I don't want to say a hidden agenda, I guess you could say, because I don't really take it as a hidden agenda for however many letters it is.
We actually got to get this right at some point. Hold on, let me.
It's the LBGQTIA
plus or some shit like that.
I think that's all of them. Give yourself a head clap.
You know, I had to know because, you know, I had a recent
It's the LGBTQIA.
Okay.
You know, the stud tried to come at me. So you know.
But yes. I don't know if we have the, well, the video is way too fucking long, but whatever. So in the video, the young lady or the woman was talking about her child was watching Blue's Clues, right?
I can play it if you want me to play it.
Yeah, you can play it. Yeah.
So I'm sitting here with my son. Disclaimer. I don't have any problem with the LGBT
community. We got the same disclaimer.
I have friends. I love y'all.
I do.
But here's where I'm upset. I'm sitting here with my one-year-old son, and we are watching, I think it's Blue's Clues. Anyway, it's on YouTube. And I'm not paying attention, but I'm listening about parade, parade, parade. Okay, cool. I look up on the screen, and it's literally, y'all, do y'all see this?
So at this point, what she's showing on the screen, it's a drag queen. And I believe they're like having a parade.
Mm-hmm.
So
since like, at this point, it's being forced. Like, since when do we put this stuff in little kids? Like, the decision to be LGBT is not for his age. He doesn't make decisions at that age. Y'all can make that decision when you're an adult. Do your thing. Please do your thing. But seriously, I think it's just become a little bit too much. Y'all putting in everything, especially leave kids stuff. Just leave it be. Like, it's like at this point, y'all trying to force the LGBT onto little babies so that they can grow up. Like, let them make that decision. I will school my son on it. It's not like I'm trying to hide him from that because about, no, not at all. But let him make that decision when he's older.
So, Warren, since you brought it to the group, how do you feel about it?
Don't do that. Why would you ask me?
No, I'm asking, like, this is the, we're going to get straight to the point on this. We're going to get straight to the
point.
So, I'm
going to say this. Because this is touchy. This is super touchy. They're definitely going to get her up out of there.
Why you say that?
Them people don't play.
Hey, okay.
You know them people don't play.
You're right. However, okay, so how I feel about the video is, mm-hmm. I feel that, do they force it? Yes and no. The yes part of it is, when you have situations like that, you're going to see it. Like, it's right out in the open, is what it is, can't avoid it type of deal. The no part of it is, if it's not in there, it's a complaint. Because we've seen that happen both ways. So it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation.
So you being a parent of two smaller children, if you see that, are you turning it off? What are you doing?
I'm not going to lie. I probably wouldn't turn it off. And the reason why I wouldn't turn it off is because of, I feel like children are unaware of things until we as adults bring it to awareness of them.
Okay, that makes sense.
So if you know, I'm going to put a prime example. As children, at one point or another, we did some crazy shit, some dangerous shit. We have the age-old tale of don't touch the stove because it's hot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you don't find out it's hot until you actually touch the stove.
Correct.
However, you would never know the stove was hot if your parents ain't tell you the stove was hot. So you probably still would approach it. Mm. And you would have no fear of it, no understanding of it. So you're blind to whatever it is. Mm. So you really don't care. It's a don't care type of deal. So I feel like in that situation, like, if the boys was watching that, they probably wouldn't ask no damn question. They watching it for the colors and the value of what it is.
And they just see a parade. They're
not thinking a deeper meaning of what it actually is. And I feel like that's the same thing with, like, Disney movies. Like, a lot of parents, like, they look into it, but, oh, well, I wouldn't, my child can't watch this. The deeper meaning of what are they trying to say. And it's like, ain't no kid watching that shit for that.
I look at it like this. I differentiate when they are animals and then when they are actual people.
What you mean animals?
When they're animals. Like, if it's like animal characters.
Okay.
Versus people characters.
Okay.
Animal characters, I probably leave it alone.
Okay.
Don't care. Whatever. People characters.
So what?
I'm a little shaky.
What makes it different between animal characters?
Because she knows she's not a dog. She definitely knows she's a human. Okay. So if she sees a female character kiss another female character.
Okay.
She may think that's okay.
And to an extent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When she reaches the age of dating, that's the way you want to go? Cool. We all know my rule on this show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We've all been there.
Right.
As long as it's not white, it's all right.
If she can't pick up your comb,
don't bring her home.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Fine. But not before then. Not before a proper dating age, which to me is like 35. But
right.
Realistically, we'll say 16.
17,
yeah.
Okay.
You know. As of recent, with recent interactions that I've had with people, I've come to find that if I don't let her date, like, tailor end of high school and force her to wait till college, that's going to be a wild Bronco. That Bronco going to get out there and run wild.
I mean, I don't take it as, like, not forcing her to date, but I think it's a... allowing her to
I didn't say force her today. I
well,
don't want to
force Well, I'm not saying forcing, but I'm saying, like, let her explore the opportunity of liking and having the opportunity to date.
Right.
Because some guys and some young women, they just like, I really don't want to be involved with no shit like that.
And that's fine if she don't want to.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine, but I think she's going to want to. If she's any child of mine and her mama's, she's going to want to.
Okay. Terrell, how you feel about it?
It's a, like, I see where she's coming from 1,000%. I just feel like it's a fine line because, like, if you try to put it, no matter where you put it, kids can have access to it. So if you be like, oh, is she being, like, later adult shows? If it's on YouTube, you can scramble upon it. It could be in your suggested video. So it's really no way around it. But I do feel like at his young age, he wouldn't really be able to comprehend
that. Yeah, she said he's one.
Yeah, he's one. He's one. Now, if he was like 8 or 9, then, you know, it's a little bit of a different conversation. But it's really no way around it because wherever you put it in there, like, people can get access to it. Like, for example, let's say I hypothetically have a child and I'm watching a movie on Stars and I fall asleep and I leave the TV on and my kid happens to see P-Valley. And it was like, oh, the title looks interesting. Let me click it. And then sees Uncle Clifford. Then sees Mercedes. Then sees all of that. And now they're exposed to that. And I wasn't even meant for them to be exposed to that. I just fell asleep. The access to it is unlimited. It's only so much you can do to protect them. It's just that but I do agree with that. That is too early. That's really early. But I think some Blue's Clues, but it's really nothing you can do about it.
And that's why I made the statement of, if as a parent, at 1 year, if you don't bring it up to, especially 1 year old, you're not bringing it up to your child like, oh, this is this and this is, like.
He can barely talk. He probably can't even potty. He probably can't even shit on his own like yet.
It's hard for him to.
Yeah, understand. It's like a comprehension thing.
Yeah.
He still may be sucking on a nipple. He out here worried about food.
But that's how I feel, on that, I feel the same way. But that's why I bring up the whole Disney thing, because I know it was a while back. There was like a whole discussion about if there are issues with, where was it? Oh, the Buzz Lightyear movie. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if any of you seen that.
Yeah.
So in the Buzz Lightyear movie, I believe the character, Buzz Lightyear's friend or whatever, Hawthorne, she had a wife.
She did.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, this shouldn't be in children's movies or anything like that. And then the kickback on it was, well, if that's the case, we shouldn't be seeing like these Disney's characters kissing a man or doing anything like that with heterosexual shit. So if you can't see the heterosexual shit, why should you be able to see that?
Yeah, if you can't see a homosexual.
Yeah, if you can't see heterosexual, you shouldn't be able to see the homosexual thing, which is valid.
Makes sense.
And that's why I brought up the first thing of like, you be damned if you do, you be damned if you don't, because at that point, you're kind of like, you're saying, okay, cool, like, yeah, we're not going to force children to see the homosexuality of the world, but we're going to force upon heterosexuality onto them. And it's like, at that point, you kind of like, yeah, that's very true. Like, you...
Yeah, when you break it down.
When you break it down, it's like, basically, yeah, you're forcing one lifestyle, and you're not necessarily saying you don't want to promote one over the other, but it's two sides of every coin.
Now.
Yeah.
So it's got to be an understanding, like, this is what happened, this is what could happen, this is also what could happen.
Right.
I will say this much. I don't necessarily think they're forcing it more so on kids than they are on adults. And here's what I mean by that. Like, let's just say like 10 years ago, you didn't see a lot of like, you may have saw some homosexual kissing in programs, but it wasn't in everyday programming, like your everyday show. Mm-hmm. Like you got shows like P-Valley now. Like you got, you know what I'm saying? It's, and everywhere you look, there's some type of that, what is it? I don't want to say genre or race or that type of gender in a particular movie, show. It's everywhere now.
It's inclusion.
Yeah, to where it wasn't.
So I think, so to what you just said, I think it's more of like you said, it's not, I don't think it's like the forcing of the adults. I think it's more of like, now that we, the collective, are now adults and we are in this inclusive era. That's what we'll call it. The inclusive era of where we're at. It's more people, because you got to think, for the Buzz Lightyear movie, for some P-Valley, for some of these shows or whatever, there's writers for these shows. Mm-hmm. There's people that push, like, hey, I want to put this in here. It's either going to get a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And then situations where it may be a homosexual thing, it's like, are you giving me a thumbs down? Oh, are you homophobic?
Mm. Yeah, like, you got to think about it.
Like, you understand, like, yeah. Oh, so you don't put it, are you homophobic? And you don't want to have that connotation on you, so it's kind of like a, damn, like, do I have to, you know what I mean? Like, it's a pick and choose type of deal.
It just started to be okay to be gay in football. Honestly, we're going to be real about it.
I mean, yeah, I would definitely say it's certain realms where, like, certain things are still taboo, mm-hmm. type of deal. But I just, that's just my feeling on just that with saying, hey, if you want to include this, then include it. If you don't want to include it, then don't include it. But it's at the same time, like, you possibly may get kicked back. Mm-hmm. So to what you're saying with she may get taken out of there, like, I don't really think she's going to get taken up out of there.
I hope not.
Because I don't think it was that bad of a reach. I just think the reach is more like, hey, like, as a parent and as an adult, like, hey, like, you have no, I don't say you have no right, but you have a right to basically allow and disallow your child not to watch what the hell you want them to watch.
Right. It's up to the parents to parent.
Right. So, like, if you see that happening, like, it's turn the shit off. It's not that hard. Turn the shit off. Yeah. So I will say is, what do you feel like our parents would say about that?
Oh, they'd be horrified. They'd faint. They call down there to the cable company and all. it would be a mess. Yeah, my mom sees stuff now and be ready to faint. So,
bro,
yeah.
So from my parents, it's two sides of the coin. I think because my dad works in education, even though they're both religious, my dad has a more realistic,
okay,
idea. For example, I have a wedding to go to in November.
Right.
I know this. I've never met this person, but I know her through a friend. So me and her have become close over the course of the last 3 years. She's gay. She's getting married to another female. So the invite got sent to the house. My dad was like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. My mom was like, if you're a Christian, you shouldn't be supporting that. And I'm like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Like, as God says, we shouldn't be judgmental. So I'm not about to be judgmental of somebody getting married to the same sex. What they do don't bother me.
At all.
It ain't got nothing to do with me. Like, my dad is more, because he works in education and deals with our generation, mm-hmm. he's more realistic. Okay, cool, I get it. If it ain't bothering me, so what? My mom is more, you shouldn't be doing it because this is what the Bible says. But the Bible says not to be judgmental. So
they always forget that part.
Exactly. So I'm not like, they're not taking money in my pockets because they in love and they in love with the same sex. They ain't got nothing to do with me.
Nothing.
And I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, I condemn y'all marriage. Hell no, I'm going to the wedding. The fact that I never met her and she invited me to go means I got to go.
That is true.
That's big.
Black people, we don't just invite everybody.
Exactly. Some people, she know people and I got to invite before them. So you're damn right I'm going.
Yeah.
Draw my skinny ass right up to about us, I'll tell you that.
I'll give you a crazy one. My brother's really good friend, she passed suddenly. Like, and shout out to Daisha. She good looking girl, nice girl, good clean girl. But my mom didn't know that she was gay. And it kind of fucked with her because she found out when she died. And she was baffled. She was just like, how did she find out?
Yeah,
like, I want to say she passed at her girlfriend's house. It was sudden. It was just went into her sleep at 28, 29.
Okay.
So my mom was just like stuck. Like, what? How did... She was like, she looks so normal. I was like, what is it? It don't have a look.
It doesn't have a look.
It's just, that's what she like. So it's something she got to get used to because she just comes from the era of, that's not a thing.
Yeah. Well, really, it was a thing back then. They just
kept quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
It just wasn't inclusive.
Right.
Like, that's why I say, like, right now we're in the era of, if I'm not included, What is it called? The Me Too movement? Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm not included, then we're going to have an issue. I'm going to make sure. If I'm not included, then you can't be included too, type of deal. So that's just how I feel about it. I feel like the overtone of the whole situation is, like, as a parent, you can control that shit. Like, it ain't.
You control what your kids watch.
Like, you can't fault her for feeling how she's feeling, but at the same time, it's kind of like, if you don't like it, turn it off.
And that's what she did.
Or watch a different episode. Because that's just one episode. That's not, like, pertaining
to
what...
That's not all of them.
Yeah, that's, like, pertaining to what you were saying earlier, Tori, like, with P-Valley. Like, we know... You know, P-Valley is predominantly, like, based around that type of lifestyle.
Correct.
But granted, every now and then you got episodes on these different shows that, you know, they touch on it. It is what it is. Like, what's the show we was watching over here the one day? With your girl Jukebox.
Oh, Power.
Raising Kanan. Like, yeah. It's a couple episodes in there where you see it happening, but majority of the time, you know, like, that's not the total plot of what's going on. It's just intertwined within the storylines of it is what it is.
Yeah, same thing with Tariq's book, with Drew and his and Everett. Same thing.
So
I didn't see that one. So,
Yeah. So like I said, it'd be a short snapshot episode.
Do you ever think we'll get to a point where we're fully comfortable with it?
No,
never.
Because not everybody's going to be fully comfortable. Just like, for example, right? I equate this being fully comfortable to...
Because look how long it took us to get here. Mm. And it's still not even comfortable.
I know it's going to sound crazy, but I equate this the same thing to racism. We'll never be fully comfortable. It's not. It's not, but in regards to the realm of being fully comfortable, people will never fully, in my opinion, not be racist, and people will never fully accept.
That's true.
In that realm, but I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying in that realm.
It's an inclusive. Like I said, it's just an inclusive thing. I think at some point it's going to reach a point where I don't think it's going to be as exclusive. Mm. So it's not going to be fully acceptable, but I think it'll be more understood. Like, okay, cool. I'm willing to agree to disagree with your lifestyle, and I'm not going to chastise you for it. Mm. Like, you chose the path that you chose. I chose the path that I chose. As long as the two don't clash in any way that hinders us from doing what needs to be done in whatever realm we both share.
Right.
You live your life, I live my life.
So if your boy, your man's, can you, hey, I want you to be my lady, be his lady, and she's trans.
That's what you like.
Good for them. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's what you're. That's
now
what
the
you're
only respectful. The only issue is if we hanging out, and all of a sudden she trying to come on to me. Now we got an issue.
I mean, Terrell, you nobody's coming on you.
Nigga, there's a gay person right now that like me, and I had to block his ass because I don't like him.
Come on, stop it.
I'm dead. You think I'm joking?
They don't want you.
You think I'm joking?
Yes.
I can pull up receipts.
Come on, that.
Yo, I'm really not joking with you. I'm dead ass.
We know. But stop it.
But I will say, as long as it's not forced upon type of deal, like, I could care less. Like, I mean,
but that's what you do.
You like what you like.
Right.
I like what I like. I'm not finna criticize you for what you like. Don't criticize me for what I like.
Right.
And if we do, and we cool, and we homeboys and shit like that, then it's going to be in a very joking fashion.
Oh, you're going to get these jokes.
Oh, you definitely.
Yeah, you're going to get these jokes.
Now, you're going to definitely get these jokes.
Oh, yeah.
I do feel like the only way we may fully come around to where it will everybody be comfortable with it is if we end up with a president.
I don't think that would ever happen.
I don't think so, too. But if it did.
It's not the president. And this is going to sound crazy. It would have to be a rapper. And it would have to be a rapper with a certain amount of skill.
Do we not have rapper? I'm not in the music realm like that. Not
that it's come out and like, yo, I fuck with trans women. Like, this is my shit.
So, like, if...
But it's got to be somebody of prominence. It like can't Diddy. Just be a rapper.
Like Diddy.
Yeah, like...
Diddy, 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
Like, you got a whole...
Well, I'm not saying trans, but I'm saying just level. In general, like, that trans... I don't want to say what is the proper word for it.
Gay.
Like they got to be out in the open with it. Like this, is my man. Like, you see them kissing, like, tonguing them down, all like, of that, and for them
like,
really be.
That's what I'm saying. You. Like, do we not have that now?
No,
we have it more so in the R&B culture. But then after in the R&B culture, they kind of fade away. Like Frank Ocean came out.
Yeah, Frank is so goddamn talented. Nobody cares. Exactly. He's almost too talented.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem.
It's okay. Almost like
okay.
I mean, he wasn't talking to me, so
okay. It's kind of like you need like Diddy to be like, "Hey, I like this," and then come out with making a band strictly with just of that.
Yeah, like it's got to be like somebody to really weave the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and then that's how I think he catches. Because as soon as like, and we are the culture. So whatever we do and deem is cool, others are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute that Nick can go, well, and excuse my friend, but this is how this will go in a real life conversation. Oh, then you like trans women. Then you like boy dick. Yeah. And then Nick can go, "Nick, I'm doing the same thing as baby, nigga." Okay. And Nick can go, "Baby bitch is bad." All right, that's how that's going to have to go for it to catch.
Okay.
Other than
I
that.
I feel what you're saying. Mm-mm. I don't. Because well,
the president, we just gonna clown him. That yeah. Nigga's gonna be the bud but of the joke.
But I think with anybody of like political status, like you still have to go through white America.
Mm.
First of all, to even get to that prominence.
Yeah. You gotta
like,
go through the Bible Belt. And
like,
not,
you still gotta go through all of that.
They undefeated.
They not finna.
No, mm-hmm. The Bible Belt is undefeated.
They not finna let that happen. You not getting nothing past no type of GOP races.
Mm-mm.
Debates, none of that.
Because you got to go to Mississippi. You got to go to like, Alabama.
You're not going
to
get through none of that. So I do think it's got to come through it. It's got to come through the entertainment world.
Yep. So
it's
gotta I agree come, with you. It's either got
to
be.
It's got to come through the sports world. Or
yeah,
the
I was just about to
world.
Say that. Now, like LeBron, nope, no, I'm just saying in general.
Don't
like,
you.
Okay.
Don't you somebody else. Steph Curry is more likely.
No, not Steph Curry. Who else?
Kevin Durant.
But I understand.
Yeah, if Kevin Durant came out and was like, yeah, you know, I left because Russell broke my heart or some shit like that. And, you know. And when we're real life partners, it will catch on.
I don't know if it would catch on though. I don't think it would catch
it
on.
It has to be somebody.
But
it would.
I think it would have to be not somebody that's already been, not somebody who's already established. I think it would have to take the next LeBron, the next KD, the next
like a Zion,
the next. He's already established.
Yeah,
but I'm saying somebody who's coming up, somebody who's in like a middle school, high school right now,
like one of his sons,
like.
Or something.
Middle school, high school, fact that you said that. If Wade's son, daughter,
mm-hmm.
Was like that in sports,
it would have caught.
If he had the talent, or she, or whatever it is, had the same talent and same skill level as Bronny or Bryce, and
murder in the WNBA, I'd have made all kind of bets.
Was. Like that.
I was just about to ask that. Where would they go? NBA or WNBA?
WNBA.
I don't know. But we're just like, just in general. Because mm-hmm. You look at the WNBA, a lot of WNBA women are.
Yeah. No, definitely.
They are gay.
Definitely.
So it doesn't really affect the world. The world.
It's like, a part of the culture.
Yeah, it's a part of the culture. But I think it has to be mainstream with men
mm-hmm.
for it to be like, hey, this is a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
It's
this,
okay.
This is okay. Exactly. Because it's kind of like that age-old question of cool, like, as a guy or as a woman, you're cool with having another woman that's bi, but you wouldn't be cool with a guy that's bi and mm-hmm. dealing with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think it would have to be in that male realm of this next person, this next super athlete is coming up through the ranks of high school, college, and they are bona fide out there and gay, and they love their life. And the people of the world, they go to a Duke and show out in battle. They go to an Alabama.
Like a Bryce Young or CJ Stroud.
Exactly. And they go to these top schools and they're doing their damn thing.
And the thing is, you still got a ball.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, you can't just live your life and live your truth. You gonna have the ball too.
But because you came out with that status, you gotta do more than what you normally would do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be accepted by the next generation.
You gotta go out there and put out 65, 37, 22, and 11.
You gotta be
every night.
You gotta be 24 for 32, 5-15, 6 touchdowns, 0 picks, and a rush for 179 rush touchdown.
That boy won 3 Heismans.
Back to back to back.
Not even. Yeah. He won the Heisman. He won the NBA Player of the Year. He won whatever over there at baseball. And in the summertime, he played Wimbledon. Just for it to go. Just for him to go. But, yeah, unfortunately.
So, yeah, it's got to be it's going to have to be a male type of thing. But, yeah, let's get into these hits, y'all boys. Let's.
If you enjoyed what you heard from Baby Daddy Chronicles Podcast, go ahead and give us a follow on Instagram at Baby Daddy Chronicles Pod and on Twitter at Baby Daddy Chron. If you want to watch the videos, subscribe to our YouTube at Average Joe Media LLC, which is also in the bio. And then you'll go to Baby Daddy Chronicles and then you'll see all the videos for that. If you want to join the community, go on Facebook to Baby Daddy Chronicles. It's a group and you'll see there. Go ahead and follow the group and stay up to date with the podcast, and also be a safe space for fathers and parents as well. And then also don't forget to leave us a subscribe and follow on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and leave us a review as well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for laughing, and I hope you continue to enjoy the content.
Well, I ain't no bad. That's just my baby.
Baby Daddy crying.
Ain't nobody. As a father, yes, I feel like I'm somebody. My life is my kid, so I tell about it. And I swear it's all about that. Baby daddy, I ain't a baby daddy. I ain't a baby daddy. Baby daddy. Baby daddy, I ain't a baby daddy. I ain't a baby daddy. Baby daddy.
Baby daddy.